When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Orange Country.
So at the end of the last few episodes, we've had these questions ready to go from listeners or viewers or however this is consumed. Mm-hmm. And we've never gotten to them because we're so long-winded.
We never shut up.
No. So what we thought we would do is just an episode of the questions.
Let's just answer fan questions.
Okay.
Because they love that, right? And I love that. Okay. So Cedric asks, this one's for you. Are you going to stay with country music writing? That's a good one.
Well, I think because it's just what I've always done and is so natural to me and so fun that it'll always be something that I do. It's not going to be quite as much the focus as, you know, after having the musical that's really lit a fire and wanting to do more things that I call 3D, like where the music is 3D, like whether it be TV, where it be film, or a musical on stage, that's really fun for me to see it come to life like that. And it makes the other feel just a little flat because I've done it so much. But yeah, country music will always be my first love.
I also feel like with the play, they really do a very good job of like giving credit to the creators of the play, where I don't feel like in the music industry, they give the same kind of like credit. Honestly.
Yeah, maybe it's maybe that's part of it too. They certainly in theater, there's a lot of reverence for the people who write the music.
So. Right. Yeah.
I certainly don't mind that.
That makes you feel, well, and it's not even just about like, yeah, of course everybody likes to get credit, but it makes you feel like you really are more of a part of it.
Right.
Like a crucial part of it, because you are, you know, and you are with the songwriting too, but like you might not get that same satisfaction out of it. It's like, I can understand that. I would like to bring this up. Have you heard Justin Timberlake's new song?
I have.
Okay. I'm going to be honest, I love Justin Timberlake. He could do no wrong in my eyes. It wasn't my favorite song of his, but it reminded me of when he, at some point, like earlier on, this is years ago, he did have that like very important musical shift in his career where it went from, I'm just a pop star, but a really good pop star. Let's not sell them short. I love pop stars. But then he transformed. You could really see he was this musician. And it was like in Senorita. Remember Senorita?
Yes.
And that really like blew him wide open. And this song, although not like my favy, it reminded me of that time when he was creating. And then I was like, you know what? Justin Timberlake should write and try to do the music and perform. He would be good in a musical setting.
Absolutely.
So I thought maybe you two could do it together.
Okay. Well, hopefully he'll hear this. You know, it's funny. We have sort of circled each other. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't know me, but there's always like 6 degrees of separation. People that I work with that are working with him and, oh, you guys should work together. And, you know, he's from Memphis. And so, yeah, that's always something that, you know, when organically those things happen, always... I'm like, hell yeah, I'm up for that.
I'm going to send that
I think
that
he's
up to
great. He can do anything, you know?
He can do anything, yes. And I feel like, and now you're in this, you are in this world, and you have mentioned before that like you would be open to writing another musical. And I just feel like
he could certainly
there.
Do one. I would love to see him on Broadway.
Right?
Yeah.
I would buy every ticket to every show.
Yeah. I didn't know you had that you were.
With JT?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes.
I mean, I love
my
him
first
too.
Concert, NSYNC. I've been to all the NSYNC concerts, Justified and Stripped when he toured with Christina Aguilera. I'm a huge JT fan.
Yeah. I've seen him in concert too a couple times. He's incredible.
Phenomenal.
He's also a great ambassador for country music.
Yeah. Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
So. When I saw him on stage perform with Chris Stapleton, for me, that was the really big, and I mean, obviously I'm still not like, you know, hugely into country, but I took notice to that. And yeah.
The world did.
And
thank goodness Justin sort of, he was there to shine a spotlight on somebody who really deserved it. And that will, I'll always be, and music in general will always be indebted to him for having
Coldplay,
you know.
But I'm sure they'll never stop saying thank you to him.
Yeah.
I feel like he did that too for Coldplay. And I think he's so amazing because look at what he did for like Chris Stapleton, but then Coldplay, like how different of the spectrum could right. you be? And that makes me feel like Justin Timberlake truly is just he speaks music.
A champion too.
Yeah, he speaks music. Well, yeah, and a champion of people. And he never crapped on Britney.
Here is a question for you. Mm. I think we have the same list, so I'm going to go to one. Are you and Jen in touch outside of the show?
That's a tricky one. I'm not going to lie. That's a tricky one. Not really. Jen doesn't really, like, we, you know, like maybe we did like a lunch at one point in between, but she's got a lot going on. And I think that, I don't know. Yeah, she's not that. No, we don't really.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I see a
question. We live right next door to each other too, but we don't.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Like legitimately next door?
But just she's very like close? In the next town. She lives 10 minutes from me.
Wow. Okay, here's one for both of us. Will you have more celebrity guests on the podcast?
Absolutely.
Hell yes. Hopefully someone's watching right now and decides to run over here and do this episode with us. We
like Oprah.
You know, we're trying not to be we're trying not to just inundate people with just celebrities for random episodes, which is what we sort of did last season. We just called some of our famous friends because it was like we're trying to get this thing off the ground and we just want to have some interesting conversations. But now we're trying to be a little more thoughtful about what someone has to say, and we don't want to just have someone sit down and, you know, the thing is we weren't as prepared. I think it was kind of like,
well, we were just seeing what this was
right.
and where it was going. And now that we have traction, and thank you all, because we have a lot of followers
yeah.
and people are really enjoying it. So now we can kind of be more intentional about the direction that we're going in. And when we do have on a celebrity guest, we want it to make sense with what we're doing here. And we also want to be like able to ask them and extract like the like good information out of them that you guys want as well.
Yeah, because you could get anybody's history or, you know, the way they got into the business or it, that stuff is everywhere out there, mm-hmm. you know, especially with how many podcasts there are. So we're trying to come up with our angle.
Right.
Why does someone want to come on and talk to us? And let's find out informationally where they're, what we can bring that's different. And so that is, you know, what we're working on. And
yeah, but if you do come. Have suggestions.
Or if you know Oprah.
Like, or if you know Oprah, yeah, holler at your girl. But also, yeah, if you guys, you can always write to us on Instagram, on our Orange Country Instagram handle, and please write in and tell us who you would like to see, because we will try our best to get them here on the couch.
Speaking of celebrities, do you see that there's a question in here from a Meryl?
No, what does it say?
It says, I'm curious how you traveled with the kids. Did they have teachers with them? Meryl. I mean, I don't know many Meryls.
Oh, you, because your international trip. Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, Meryl's asking?
Meryl. I actually knew a Meryl.
Oh, you did?
College.
I was pretty sure it was Meryl Streep. But I mean, I was pretty certain, so never mind. There's also a question
Did
from
you have teachers
There's also
with
a
you?
Question from Natalia, which could be Natalia Grace.
You guys, I know we're supposed to be doing the questions, but did you watch The Curious Case of Natalia Grace?
I only watched the first episode.
How could you stop after the
first
one? Well,
because here's the deal. I was watching it by myself. It was so nuts.
It's so creepy.
That I wanted to bring my husband in to watch it because I don't want to try to catch him up. So I haven't,
you know what I'm saying? Because I was like, it's because you were scared because I was.
That
it's creepy.
Dad is so bizarre. And just so at the end of the first episode, they don't tell you anything. So you don't really know what's happening. You don't know if this is a grown woman.
I can't talk to you about it because I can't spoiler it for you.
We'll talk about it later, though, for sure on another episode. But anyway, I wonder if Natalia is the one who asked this. Both of them are the same questions. Meryl and Natalia are asking about the year of traveling with the fam. Mm. My favorite country was Africa is my favorite place. I mean, I guess Kenya. specifically is where we went, that I was so in love with. We're going.
And you did the glamping.
Yeah. Well, it was a safari. We went and did camp, but they were nice tents.
Yeah. Because that's so Travis's sister just also went to Africa for her honeymoon. Okay. And so I just was at dinner with her. And so I'm very fascinated by this. I like want to know, because like that is one of my bucket list things. I actually have been to Africa, but when I was flying, a flight attendant, but I went to like Nigeria, which is, I thought I was going to the safari because I didn't know anything about anything.
Right.
And Nigeria is not the safari at all. Okay. So I'm just gonna let you know, but I really want to do that. The trip that you did, I really would like to take one day.
It was a bucket list for me as well. In fact, such a bucket list that we're going back.
Are you really?
In a month.
Oh my, in a month?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
Yeah, we're going back.
To Africa, or are you doing another big one?
Well, we're doing a big one only because Africa is what started it. We're going to go to Rwanda this time and spend some more time in a village and do the work that—
More like a mission.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Like Walker did, right? Well,
and I'm doing it with them.
Oh my God, yeah, I love that.
Walker's family invited us to go and do that with them.
That is such a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah, so Walker Hayes does a lot of work. For those of you who are listening and don't know who we're talking about, he does a lot of work. He has a lot of kids that can get a lot done.
Yeah, very capable. He's got a squad.
He's got a village of his own. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go and see what it's about. And then we're going to, after that, since we're going to be in motion, we're going to go pick up and do New Zealand, because on our trip around the world, that was one of the places we didn't get to go.
Oh my God, that's amazing. So, I heard New Zealand is incredible. I would like to go there too. But that's, I would like to take my children to go do something like that.
Yeah.
I can't do it in a month because of my work schedule.
Right.
But I would, that is like something that I would also like my children to do, because I like them to see, I just think that they would embrace it so wholeheartedly. Like I think my children already have the hearts that it requires to do something like that. So yeah. I just think that it would just, they would thrive there, honestly. So I would love to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what really inspired this, jumping on this trip to Rwanda, is my favorite day of the whole year of travel happened in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not part of the safari. We actually went into a village and met some families, and my kids got to interact with these kids who have such a different lifestyle. That day changed all of our hearts. And it's different than I expected. I always had this fear of going and meeting these kids and them seeing our kids, maybe seeing their shoes and thinking what they don't have.
Feeling sad or bad.
But it was so the opposite of that. These kids were so happy. And they were so happy to share their joy of their lifestyle with our kids, and taught them songs and showed them their goats. I mean, I know how random that sounds, but that is what they do.
Yeah.
And our kids got to see this simple life that brought these people so much joy. And just watching that interaction and that light bulb in their head of going, wow, these people have nothing, and they are, in our eyes,
right,
they have everything.
But
to
they
them.
Have everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, they really do have everything. I think that's the problem,
yes,
with our society now, is that the messaging is wrong, and we are meant to believe that you need to have all of these things,
right,
in order to be happy. But really, the happiness of life comes out of the simple joys of life, you know?
It really does. And so that stayed with me. You know, it was such a strong... just impression on us that I wanted to go back and not have sort of the I don't want to say pressure, but the schedule that we had,
because
which was to run off to a safari.
An itinerary. Yeah. Yes. So, you had to follow it.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to go and just
spend some time with
these people.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Good for you. I love that.
Super
do
exciting.
You think that, just wrapping it back to the songwriting thing and how you are saying that obviously you're still going to do the songwriting in the country world and stuff, but do you think that your move to Santa Barbara has anything to do with you kind of pulling away from, just like, because you're not so,
yes,
you know, immersed in the country?
It was an
world.
Intentional move to find out what's next for me, what lines up spiritually.
Yes, Nashville,
exactly.
And you don't.
Well, I mean, I miss people.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the way I feel about New York.
Yeah. And there are people I miss. The pace that was sort of required of me there, that was my own choosing, Nobody did it to me, but I can't seem to get out of it unless I'm out of that city.
Oh, so this is good. It's healthy for you.
It has been. Yeah. I feel like I've changed a lot because certainly in Santa Barbara, nobody's asking me where, you know, if I'm going into the studio or most people there don't know really what
I love Santa Barbara. I don't think anybody knows anyone who's famous there, like except the famous people that actually live there.
Right.
Like it's like such a cool vibe. Nobody cares about that stuff.
About anything.
And it is. It's like a slow pace. I liked it.
We love it so much.
Very sweet.
And it's
people.
So beautiful.
The best, most amazing sea glass I've ever found. The treasures that the ocean offers you in Santa Barbara is a treasure box that I've never found on any other beach anywhere.
Well, I have said many times when people in Santa Barbara say, what brought you to Santa Barbara? All I have to do is just look around and go, you tell
all
me.
All this.
Because there's not, there from the architecture to the ocean, to the mountains, to the weather, to the people, to the pickleball, I'm in.
100%.
Yeah. And I have become obsessed with pickleball, but
okay.
I might go.
I love pickleball.
I might go
you
pro.
Should play. It's so fun.
I would
you
love
might
that.
Go. You could go pro. That's what I love about pickleball is like
that's
there
why
is no
it.
Age limit.
That's right. You could do it.
You could do it. Okay. I'm just going to hit a couple of these. Am I still sober? Yes, I am. I'm still California sober, I will say. But
Which
means that I do not drink alcohol. But I do enjoy a little
of the cannabis.
The cannabis.
Okay.
Yes. And not even every day, but like I like that I have that when I want to like just have fun or relax or whatever. It's not like a social thing. Like I never do that publicly or out. It's like, you know, it's like when I don't have the kids and it's like late at night and I just like want to like laugh at a movie and then go to bed, you know?
Yeah.
But I haven't had a drink in over 2 years now. So
I
have
just
no desire to.
Made it 3 years.
Good for you, Shane. And you are like sober.
Now I'm sober.
Yes.
But yeah, so good for us.
Good for us. Yeah. And I feel great. Like,
and I
do
hope
not
anybody
regret it.
who struggles with that or has questions about that will go and find the proper help. You know, it's out there.
Yeah.
And it's doable. And I know yours is different than mine. But ultimately, it was still for the good of our souls. It was still for the good of our families. So it doesn't matter if you struggle with the disease.
Right.
Or if it just happens to be
struggling.
A lifestyle that, you know, doesn't suit you anymore.
Or if it's like, you know what, I do think that people are, maybe even if they're not addicted to drugs and alcohol, like in a way where they're an alcoholic per se, like I don't label myself.
Right.
But I do think that people are also addicted to being numb.
Totally.
And I think that I was addicted to numbing.
Which we do it with
pain that I didn't want to address. Yes.
We do it with food.
Food.
We do it with sex. We do
all
it with,
it.
You know, attention.
Right.
And so, yeah.
And I believe that there
we're
is
a society
all
that
of
is
these,
numbing.
Right. And like, and it is very easy to just numb it away, you know, so you don't feel that. And I think that was part of my problem was that was so easy to do. And I really didn't have the time or the capacity during that time to actually address those things. And I'm very thankful that I was able to, and then it becomes a very hard habit to break. I mean, it's an addictive substance, right?
Yeah.
So like, don't feel bad that you're addicted to something that's addictive. Like,
exactly.
You know, you can't blame yourself for that.
Right.
We're all addicted. You know, it's an addictive substance,
right.
But there's levels to which people can control it or, you know, they're affected differently. And it was, it had more control of me than I did of it. And now that I was able to step away from it, I'm really thankful because it was hard, especially the first year was particularly difficult for me. You see me on the show I had when I started filming last season of the show, I was at the 6 month mark. I'm not drinking.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the first 6 months is just about not drinking.
Yeah.
And then the next 6 months, I feel like is when all of that stuff that was very triggering for me and the trauma actually was starting to come up and I had no choice but to address it without numbing it.
Yeah.
And it was so freaking healthy for me because I just finally processed it for real and addressed it for real and like let it go for real. And I can tell a difference.
Well, one thing that's interesting to me about you compared to me, you are in a situation where your job requires you to be social.
Mm-hmm.
And I associate being social with being drunk,
mm-hmm.
or at least being altered.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an interesting question that I have. How have you been able to handle going into those social situations where these other women are drinking? And it is a big factor on your show.
Yeah.
And so like I no longer am in those situations. That's another part of our move, is that the music business by nature is a drinking culture, especially country music.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not quite strong enough to just be hanging in that situation and not feel like I'm going to crawl out of my skin. It's not that I think I'm going to drink. It mm-hmm. just, I'm so uncomfortable that,
yeah.
you know, in a, if it's a raging party and everybody's getting nuts, I gotta go.
Yeah.
But you, a lot of times, probably in that situation, as it gets heightened and as people start to drink, you're, I wouldn't say required, but it certainly doesn't hurt for you to stick around.
Well, yeah, in those situations, because then you get to the advantage of being there and being present and then remembering everything the next day.
Totally.
So like that's actually an advantage. And because it doesn't bother me. Yeah. It's like all the receipts in here, right? Because I had clarity. But also like it doesn't bother me, and it never did, that part of it. But what I will say is, both on the show and off the show, and not even really now, like the drinking thing, because of all of this stuff that's happening more recently with the drinking and the Bethany stuff, they really were, there's not much of that. Like it's at all.
Wait, sorry. Explain the Bethany stuff in regards to that. Does she talk about the pressure to drink?
Yeah. And I think that Vanity Fair, or was it Variety? Vanity Fair, I think, put out an article about all of that, and that that recent like push and emphasis on like that people were accusing the production companies and all of it of forcing alcohol or whatever. So now they obviously are going to now respond and be even more careful about that stuff.
Right.
So like there's definitely even less drinking than there's ever been, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
So far. Yeah, it's like not really a factor. And to me, it's like doesn't affect me because
but
I
how does
wasn't
it affect
anyway.
The
well,
the watchability?
So far,
I mean, Tamara without alcohol?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, they're definitely alcohol.
Right.
But I just don't know. And you know, we only just got started. So I guess we'll see as we go. But yeah, I don't know. But there's a lot of good actual, maybe it'll just be based on real, more substantial stuff now instead of the antics.
Here's a question. I don't yeah. know if you can answer, but since you started filming, is anyone else sober besides you?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But I don't really know. To be completely fair and honest,
yeah.
I don't know. I can tell you this, Shannon has not drank in front of me or I don't think anyone else.
Okay.
So that's what I could tell you. And the thing is—
Well, that was what I was asking.
Yes. So that's what I could tell you. Yeah. Now, whether or not she's drinking off camera, you would have to ask her that. I don't know.
Would you get her on the phone?
And yeah, but I can't guarantee she's going to pick up for me.
Oh, that brings me to another question. Yes. Somebody asked, do you see— you repairing your friendship with Shannon?
Listen, I am...
That's from Lauren.
From Lauren. Okay, Lauren. Listen, Lauren. I...
That's probably hard to speak on because you're filming right now.
It is hard to speak on, but I can say, I can speak to the personality trait and the person that I am. And I can tell you that I am absolutely a person who is very forgiving and really like once I get that apology, whatever, I yeah. really release and I let go and I move on. I really do. You can see it from the proof that I co-parent well with my ex,
totally.
Right? I don't hold on to things. I really don't want to. But I feel like in order for that to happen, I have to have the person on the other end take responsibility and accountability for their actions and fully wholeheartedly apologize.
So basically you're saying if that apology happened or if it...
I could see a world in which I would move on.
Gotcha.
Yes. If it doesn't, I will hate you forever.
Okay. Until you apologize.
Yeah.
Or until...
Or until I just never go around you anymore. You know, like that's how I am.
Let's see. Let's look at some non-show questions. It's hard because that's all I want to ask too. Oh, here's one. I'm starting my online real estate courses. Any advice? That's from Kayla.
Oh, Kayla. Okay, so congratulations. I do think that anyone who is starting anything and working towards a goal, that's very commendable. I also think having a real estate license, I think it's a good thing for anyone to have, because even if you're not going to, you know, specifically try to have a career in that, when you make your own moves and you're, you know, if you're buying a home or selling a home, it is a very handy thing to have. You save a lot of money in that way. So I just think it's a very smart thing to have. Another tool in the tool belt. But I would say The test isn't really that hard, to be honest. Like, really? I, but also I have to say, because everybody probably thinks that housewives are like ding dongs and whatever, but like academically, I've always been a good student.
Okay.
And like, I am not, like, I basically just studied, I did like the prereqs you have to do, and then you get through that, and then to study for the actual exam, I did like one of those crash courses.
Yeah.
And you basically just take these tests, and then you bomb them at first, and then you just keep taking them over and over until you get
the practice test.
The practice test.
Yeah. Okay.
And I honestly just did that for like 2 days, and then I went and I took the test and I passed it. So I don't know, but there's some people that I know that are smart as well, and they failed it like 6 times. Okay. You know. So I just think
maybe you're a good test taker.
Test taker. I think to me, the things that scared me the most about taking the test, and this is pathetic, but it's real, was like the driving to the test, the getting up and where to go in the building. And then honestly, I'm not even shitting you, Shane. Then you get up there and you have to like go. So I want people to know this because these are the things that stress me out. Then you have to go up to the podium. The lady like does some stuff and then she gives you a locker assignment, and then you have to go and you have to put your things in the locker.
You have to take your clothes off.
Yes. And then they snap the glove and they say, turn around, ma'am. Pull down your trousers.
Sorry.
But you have to. And so to me, like being like, oh my God, now people are watching me and I have to unlock and then lock this locker back up was like so stressful for me.
Wait, like, because you have to remember the code?
All of it. I was just like, don't fuck this up. That what if I don't hilarious. Know how to do this? Like it was things like that.
That was
the hardest part for me. And then you have to sit and then you go in and you get a number that's where you sit. And then the whole computer itself, because the things on the computer, which that's stressful to me, I'm like, can I get a Scatron? Like that's how I grew up, you know?
Yeah.
So taking a test on the computer is also challenging. And then you sit and it's like behind this weird screen. And I was just like thinking, what if I don't understand the technology of it? And for me, that was very stressful. What I would say is my advice when you're taking the test, just do it. You're allowed to skip. If you don't know the question, don't harp on it and don't freak out. Just skip them, because then even the questions down the pike give you the answer. Like, oh, right. Okay. Now
that
I can eliminate this.
Very good advice.
Yes. And
very
then just write down the numbers on the scratch paper that they give you, the ones that you skipped, so that you're not like trying to funnel with the, you know, with the technology and stuff. And then just go back to them. Don't stress about it. Just skip it.
Just say, Kayla, I hope you heard that, because that was such concrete advice to skip and go back, and that you might end up finding the answer in another question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad she asked that, and it's something that you could really help with. We are out of time. We did try to get to as many of the questions as we could. We're going to add this into other episodes.
We are. Yeah, we're going to thread these through.
Yeah, so if you asked a question and it didn't get answered, we're not done with that.
We have plenty more.
Yeah, but thanks for hanging with us, and thanks for
loving Orange Country.
Yes, and for loving us.
We love you.